every family and every person who is genuinely and truly a part of this church, as we journey into this rebirth, you are also going to experience a renewal, a rebirth, a resurrection, if you will, to greater things in God. Can you agree with that? Okay, so you're marrying your faith with mine. I'm believing that this is going to be a rebirth for us in 2019. I want to talk to you about, you have your note sheet there, unlocking. If that's the case, how do we tap into or unlock the strength and the power of God in our lives? Thank you for asking. Well, let's jump in here. We're going to go to a passage of Scripture. We're in Matthew chapter 17, and Matthew gives us a wonderful picture. By the way, it's not just Matthew, but Mark also witnesses this account, and Luke also witnesses this account. So we have three witnesses to this account right here. And as always, if you're new with this, if the words are up there, the scriptures are up there, I want you to read the scriptures with me, okay? We're in Matthew 17, 14. A man approached Jesus and did what? Knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son. He said, he has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire and into the water. Now, read this next sentence with me. I brought him to your disciples. They couldn't help him. Brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. Let's keep going. Verse 17. This is Jesus. This is now, look at Jesus' sweet, kind words. Okay, Pastor, sweet Pastor Jesus. Okay, you ready? You unbelieving and perverse generation. Let's try it again. You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Now, we have three more verses we're going to read, but we're going to stop right there. Because I just want to mention something in our going here. May it, I pray that it can never be said of community church what this father said to Jesus about his disciples. Did you get it? I want us to read it again. This is verse 16. The father said this, I brought him to your disciples. Now, this is a perfect, by the way, picture of the church. Let's read it again. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not, what? They couldn't heal him. Really couldn't help him. Your disciples. That's the definition of the church. Disciple is a follower. I brought my son to the followers of Jesus, but they could not help him. And just as we begin here, before we leave this moment, I pray that it's never said of community church, you know, I brought my son to community church. You know, I heard about Fire Escape. You know, that youth ministry, they call it FE or something like that. Everyone's just talking about it. And so I brought my son who's struggling with depression or this anxiety, this dark cloud that seems just to cover over his thoughts, and I brought him to Fire Escape, but he didn't bump into a youth worker who was filled with the energy, the spirit, and the love of God, and was able to minister to his brokenness and to his hurt. You see, before we leave this moment, I pray that it's never said. You know, I brought my neighbor's kids. The community church, you know, their parents are going through a divorce, and their home is crazy right now, and they just need some stability. So I invited them to community church, and they went to see kids, but all the workers were there, and they were occupied doing whatever church people do. You know, church people, they just doing whatever they're doing, but no one followed up. No one was filled with the spirit and energy and love of God and reached out to them and learned their name and healed their hurt. I pray it's never said. You know, we're getting ready to have a women's event, that it's never said in 2019 that I invited my girlfriend to go to the Women's Connect event. She's in crisis mode right now, right? And she really needs God. And so I brought her, but she didn't meet God. She didn't feel his presence there. In fact, she came with chains that were holding her back, and she left with those same chains. Lord, may that never be said of us. I came to the people of God, but they were unable to help. And this is just, now let's take a deep breath. This is just a reminder for us at the beginning of 2019 in your notes there, is that this is our job. I want you to turn to someone and say, this is our job. No one else's job. Come on, say it's our job. Some of you are refusing. It's our job. Turn to someone and say, it's your job. And it's my job. It's not just your job. It's our job. Your, my, not just Pastor Charlie's job. This is followers of Jesus. It's our job. This is our calling. This is our mandate. We are to be the instruments. We are the people who calls other people to bust through limitations in their life. Whatever's holding them back, to help them to be the channel of someone else experiencing a greater degree of life. In fact, if you bring somebody here and you just hang around, get on this train, hang around long enough, I promise you, if you get around the true people of God, your current circumstances aren't going to stay the same. The limitations, wherever you are, that you're going to be able to break through, that's our prayer. So, the church, we, Jesus is expecting us to be the people who are instruments that calls others to be healed. Yes, healed. I said healed. Restored, lifted up, rescued, and set free. Now, how in the world? Now, before I leave this moment, I'm just going to throw in a little side note, which is brand new in 2019. This is why we are putting an emphasis in 2019 in training and developing and pouring into and tapping into God like we never have before for our Team Orange. What is that, Pastor Charlie? Well, the Team Orange is everyone who are not just attendees. They move from watching church happen to being the church. They're really the church members. They're the ones serving and the engine behind the church. So we call them Team Orange. So we're going to take the entire 2019 year and pour into and develop and build up this team. Why? Because look at it. It's our job. This is our initiative. This is the hope. This right here, the hope of the world, right here, the church being the church. So tonight is our first team night, 5:30 in this room. Every Team Oranger, this is team night. If you're on the team, we'll be in here. There are over 500 of us on this team. And if you're sitting there saying, "Well, Pastor Charlie, I'd like to be a part of that team," you're invited. We'd love to have you come participate, and you can find out what it means to be a part of this team. You're going to hear a testimony tonight, someone's story that's going to encourage you. I'm going to give you an update about what happened in December, what happened in our Big Give, and where we are going in 2019. Plus, we're going to worship and pray and have a great time tonight. Elam Cafe opens at 5. Grab your cup of coffee and come in here. Okay, Timo? You with me? All right. Our job, calling to be the channel through which people experience. Now, how is that going to happen? Jesus says something here, gives us two words that are some serious challenges to us. Now, I want you to see that Jesus says these remarks not to people who are outside, but he says it to his followers. That's important, who the audience is. It's as if Jesus doesn't think the problem is out there with the world or with movies or with Hollywood or with social media or with government or anything. He seems to think the problem is with his own team, his own followers. And let me also say that it's not just a problem. If that's the case, it must also mean that the answer and the solution is also among his followers in here. I want you to think about that. The possibility is right here. If the problem is not there, Jesus is saying, look, it's right. That must mean that also the solution is also in this very room. Jesus identifies two things. Look what he says. Turns to his followers now and says these words. You, verse 17, read it with me. You unbelieving and what? Ouch. Thank you, Jesus, for saying that to us. So two great hindrances. What are they? Do you have them? Let's put them down in our notes. Number one is what? Unbelief, unbelieving. You know, the problem that we have, I'm going to suggest, the problem that we have in the United States is not having enough believers. We have plenty of believers. We have tons of Christians. The problem is we don't have enough believing believers. Believing Christians. People who follow Jesus who really believe, who really trust. You see, the problem is a lot of us have just enough faith to believe that there's a God. Just enough. But not enough faith to actually experience his power. And Christianity is simply not about creeds that you recite. Christianity is fundamentally about experiencing the transformative power of God in our lives. I was once this way, but now I'm this way because God has entered my life. I used to think this way, but now I can no longer think that way because the Spirit of God has entered my being. My family used to be broke, but God has put it together. We're talking about tangible power in our lives. And so Jesus turns around to his followers and says, you unbelieving generation, how long am I going to be with you? Faith. I'm going to ask you just for a second, what is the condition of your faith? Second word, he says, unbelieving. He's talking to us. He said unbelieving, but he also used this word here, and this is going to be challenging. We don't use this word today. What did Jesus say? Perverse generation. Now, literally that word means crooked or twisted. You twisted generation. In its verbal form, it means to confuse, to mislead, to get someone who's walking on the right path to turn around and go on the wrong path. To get someone who's behaving correctly to stop behaving correctly, to confuse them. The picture I have is of an arrow. And sir, ma'am, whoever you are, I want you to pretend you're an arrow. And you have this shaft, this long shaft, and you were designed and created to hit a mark. We all have different marks in here. And if we're not careful, we can get crooked. And so when we're pulled back and we're supposed to hit the mark for which God created you, because we've maybe allowed something to twist us or get us crooked off, we don't really hit our full potential for which God created us. And so I want you to think, when you say perverse generation, it's I'm not straight. Like I ought to be. Now, when you think about that arrow, what things cause us to get crooked or twisted? And this is not in your notes. I'm off the rails here. Okay, you just have to follow with me. Two things to think about that can get us twisted up. The first thing is the world's system, culture, and its values. What the world thinks important. If we're not careful. It's beginning of 2019. The Lord's not talking to those on the outside. He's talking, he knows something about his followers. The church, my disciples are able to meet the needs. But you got to be careful that that the world's value system doesn't come and cause you to not be straight. The Apostle Paul said it like this in Romans 12, do not be conformed to the image or the likeness of this world, but be what? Be transformed by what? The renewing of your, start transforming, straightening that arrow out by the renewing of your mind so you can hit the target for which you were created. By the way, congratulations for being in church. This is the one place where our minds can start being renewed, but as soon as we leave this place, everything else starts coming to what? Twist and to convert and to, that's why coming to God's house has to be a regular habit of your life as I'm straightening out that arrow. So be careful of that one thing. The second thing to be careful of in keeping our arrows straight is, you ready? Is our past. If we're not careful, the past can be the thing in our lives that misshapes and that calls us to get out of alignment. And our past can end up influencing our future. Our 2018 can end up bleeding over into 2019 if we're not careful. And so in Philippians 3, the Apostle Paul said, forget those things which are behind you. Come on. I understand you didn't serve God in 2018. Maybe you didn't do what you should have done in 2017. Forget those things which are behind you and press forward into the upward call of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Press toward the mark for which you were created. In other words, hit the target. And this is not a downward target. The Apostle Paul said, it's an upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So some of us need to say, I'm closing the door on what happened in 2018, and I'm embracing what God wants to do in 2019. I'm going to hit the mark for which God created me. Amen? That straight arrow, be careful of those two things. Yeah, but you didn't know. There you go again. You're talking about the past. Forgetting those things which are behind me, I'm going to press toward the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let's get real practical here. Faith, unbelieving, crooked. My life's not really in alignment. I'm not really heading in the direction I ought to. What are some practical steps I can do there just at the beginning of the year? Number one, how about join a connect group? What are you talking about, Pastor Charlie? How about get around other people who are going in the same direction you are? It's okay to smile, by the way. I'm looking at you, too. There you go. You mean in 2019 I could do that? Sure. I'm going to say it again. Why not get around other people who are pursuing the upward, not downward, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus? I'm pursuing the life that God has given me. We start signups today. They're going to happen several weeks. You can go outside, over 50, 60 groups. There's even, I was learning about our global service connect groups. We have groups going all over the world that you can join and be a part of and get fellowshipping with people moving in the same direction you are. How about this? Number two, just very practical. How about taking a class in Community U? Take your hot sheets over and just turn them over like that if you would. Look at Community U. This is brand new in 2019. Every Sunday night, except, this is how it normally works, except the first Sunday night of the month, there are classes going to be offered here at the church. What is Community U? It's for those that want to dig deeper, want to grow, want to get more. Sunday morning is not enough. I got to find out more stuff. What are the classes being offered? First of all, there's Grow. If you haven't taken Grow, say 2019, I'm at least doing Grow. I'm joining a team, part Team Orange. Well, after Grow, what is there? There's Foundations. That's the very next step after Foundations. Have you taken Foundations? Listen to me. If you're wanting to build a life with God and you don't take time out to examine and build solid foundations, I'm going to suggest to you it's just a matter of time before that house comes down. That's just how important foundations are. In fact, we were offering that course during this service, and I couldn't be a part of it, so
We moved it to Sunday night because I think it's so important so I can help teach that course. Laying solid, building a solid foundation so my life with God, it stands the test of time. Foundations. You know, I was reading through the prayer requests that came in through the Big Give. You know what a number one prayer theme that came up over and over? Finances. Listen to me. Some of us have upward hopes, but we have downward habits. Aren't you glad you came to church? Some of you are just like, I'm loving you, Pastor Charlie. You're just bringing it. Seriously. How many years, we're just going to keep repeating the same year? There's a class called Financial Peace. Why don't you get off that road? Literally get off of it. Get with other people and start learning a different way of managing your finances. Wow. Community you. Also, there's a class called Deep Change. We're not talking about the surfacey change. A lot of us stay there. But now getting down into our emotions and who we are, and the Lord wants to get down there and help us to have experience deep change in our lives. You can get around other people in the community. Practical steps in the community. You can sign up right after service. So let's keep going here. Let's pick up. Talking about unlocking the power of God, the strength of God. Let's keep going with the story. Matthew 17, 19. The disciples came to Jesus in private. I love that, in private, and ask, why couldn't we drive it out? Everyone say, why couldn't we? You might even personalize that. Why can't I? Here it is. Why can't I, there it is, do whatever it is that, why can't I not only experience the power of God, but help someone else experience his delivering grace and love and power as well? That's really what his disciples, that's what we should be asking. Lord Jesus, that's what this message is all about, Lord. Why can't we? I just don't want to just be all selfish. It's about me. It's not just about me. You've called me to help others too. Why can't we? Look at Jesus' answer to that question. He replied, because you have so what? Little faith. Truly, I tell you, what's the next word? Never lose sight of that conditional statement. Now, Jesus is going to say some remarkable stuff here. You might even disagree with him and find it like, I don't even know what to do with that. And it is pretty mind-blowing. Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible. Let's read that sentence again. Nothing will be impossible. I'm going to keep doing it until everyone reads it. Nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible. Now, I know that's challenging. I'm just reading what Jesus said. Nothing will be impossible for you. Look at verse 21. Let's keep going. However, this kind does not come out or go out except by what? Prayer and fasting. Unlocking the power and the strength of God. Let's jump into it. This isn't rocket science. We're just going off Jesus' words. Number one is faith. Faith. I already asked you the question this morning. What's the condition of your faith? Your faith. Truly I tell you, Jesus said, if, everyone say if, the conditional statement, if you have faith, just as small as a mustard, you can say to a mountain. Now we're not talking, when I was a kid, when I heard this, I thought, you know, like literal mountains, not in around Jerusalem, you know, point and move mountains around, no. Impossibilities, limitations, things you can't get past, obstacles in your life, in our lives. They can move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Now, this is going to challenge a fool out of many of us, but let's go ahead and make this declaration. This is 2019. It's in your notes. 2019 declaration. Let's say it together. Nothing will be impossible for me. 2019 declaration. Let's say it again. Nothing will be impossible for me. Now, kind of put your shoulders back a little bit and say it like you, Here's the challenge. For God's sakes, be a believing believer. Believe what you're saying.
2019, declaration, nothing will be impossible for me. Now, what if the Lord actually said to you, let it be according to your faith? Stop asking me, I already believe. I'm waiting for you to believe. Did you hear me? Let it be according to your faith. 2019 declaration, let's say it together. Nothing will be impossible for me. In some of you still can't bring yourself to say it. It's okay. I'm working on you. You know why? Because the last time we had service was 2 weeks ago, and you've just been flooded with doubt. Your arrow has been twisted, and you can't hit the mark full of doubt, discouragement, and negativity. And the Lord comes along and says, oh, faithless generation, when will you believe? I'm choosing to believe the report of the Lord. In 2019, I declare nothing will be impossible for me in and through Jesus' name. Faith. Faith and confidence in the Lord. Now, amen. There you go. Lord, we're clapping for you. Now, how do we get strong faith? Some of you, I can see you're wrestling with this. It was like the one man that said, Lord, I want to believe. Help my unbelief. I can identify with that. Lord, help my unbelief. I want to believe. How do you get strong faith? Let me suggest to you that strong faith comes from who and what you listen to. Faith doesn't come from your eyes. If I could just see, faith comes from your ears. Well, you're playing a trick on me. No, I'm not playing a trick on you. What or who are you listening to? The Apostle Paul in Romans 10 said this, faith comes by what? Seeing? No, then it's not faith. Faith comes from what? Hearing. And hearing what? Hearing the very words of God. What place will you go? This isn't a trick question. Where will you go to hear the words of God taught and instructed? You go to God's house. Some of us, if we just made a step and we turned to God's house and made a commitment, Lord, this isn't going to be a peripheral for me. This is going to be a habit of my life. I'm going to sit with a piece of a pen and a paper and my Bible open, and I want to hear the words of God. Watch out, because your faith is going to begin to arise. And when your faith arises, possibilities begin to arise as well. I want to ask you, what are you listening to? By the way, the other side of the coin is true. Doubt, negativity, pessimism also are cultivated by what we listen to. Are you here? You doing all right? You're like, he got worked up and he was, calm down, Pastor Charlie, calm down. I was in my bedroom. Maybe it was last night, one of the nights, and our whole house started shaking. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Doom, 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 boom, 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 boom. I opened my door, literally, boom, 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 boom. Walk down the hall, open up my son's door, boom, 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 boom. He had his system all the way up, the bass just cranked. All his buddies were in here. Doom, 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 boom, 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 boom. And I said, you're going to appreciate this, I know. I said, isn't there any music that you can listen to from someone who loves God? Aren't you glad you're not a PK or a bad? But at that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I have become my dad. It went full circle. It's not halfway. I'm totally him right now. And they're all looking at me. They're just kind of laughing. And I'm like, and if you can't find any music, good music, positive music from someone who loves God, then grow up and make it yourself. Come on. Is there an artist here? Seriously? You might be here and get inspired. Not bad music, good music.
What are you talking about? That's kind of funny. No, I'm. Are you guarding and protecting your faith? It could be as simple as, Lord, I need to watch the gate to my soul. And that's my ears, Lord. Someone's been telling me I can't. They've been telling me that long enough. And I need to get in your house and remind my soul and remind myself that even God believes in me. And I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength. I'm not just operating on natural strength. I have the strength and the help of God in my life. Another way that we build up our faith and we tap into the power and the strength of God. I know you're going to think this is so deep. You're going to be like, this is so deep, so deep, so... Oh, man, he went deep. You ready for it? It's prayer. Prayer. Connecting to God. Do you remember what Jesus said? This kind, this is such a challenge. This is such a challenge, guys, that this one's only going to happen through what? What do you say? Through prayer and what? Fasting. So prayer, connecting with God. Now, listen to me. Some of us in here, you've got the faith nailed down. You're like, I believe. I think I really believe God can do. Listen. But this challenge that you're facing is calling for something more. This limitation, this thing that you're bumping up against is calling for more than just faith. It's calling for a concentrated prayer effort. There are some things, listen to me, there are some things in our lives that just simply aren't going to budge or change until some of us get on our knees. Say, Lord, help me. You're my strength. You're my wisdom. Lord, my past is crippling me. It's reaching into my future and robbing me of my dreams. Lord, I pray that you break it and you start to call on the name of the Lord. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be what? Shall be saved and shall be helped. Some of us, listen, are on the verge of releasing something, a greater strength in your life, and it's going to come through a season, a short one, but a season of concentrated prayer effort on our part. So, Pastor Charlie, what are you doing? I'm calling our church to prayer. The beginning of 2019. No tricks. This is kind of a goofy thing to call it, but it's just what I called it. You see it there in your notes? There's two of them in 2019, and it's basically 2 weeks long. Two challenges. The Powerball challenge number one. Why in the world did you call it Powerball? I don't know. It just came up into my head. But I was thinking, because we're going to have 10 days of prayer, and some of us go when we get the Powerball. We buy the tickets and we look for matching 10 numbers and digits and chance. And here's the difference between this Powerball challenge. First of all, it's free. It's just offered to you. And this isn't about chance. This is about tapping in to the power, and the strength, the healing, and the hope of God. So 10 times. You see it, Powerball challenge number one is Monday through Friday. I want to make sure I get it because I think there was some confusion first service. Monday through Friday, starting when? Tomorrow. In this room, there's going to be prayer. It's going to be open for prayer. From, you ready? Get ready. Some of you didn't even know this hour existed. It does. If you set your alarm, you'll find out. The world is still there. From 6 to 7 in this room, we're going to be praying. And that's offered to you. I'm not asking for the entire year. 10 days. Monday through Friday, and then next week, Monday through Friday. Prayer. There's some things that aren't going to budge until you say, Lord, I'm tapping into you. What does that require? Go back to the first thing. What? Faith. Lord, I believe in you. I trust you. So what are you asking, Pastor? I'm asking every mother, if you've got small kids, rotate with your spouse. You can come off and on. Are you asking me to make changes in my schedule? Yes. Singles, college students, high school students. You asking a high school student to get up early? Yes. Come and pray. I'm praying that there's going to be some high school and college students that rise up and say, you know what? Lord, I'm not going to wait until I'm 30 or 40 or 50 years old to return to you. I'm going to give you the best part of my life, my energy, my hope, my zeal. Lord, I'm going to serve you in my youth. When there's prayer contract, I want to go there. I'm praying for my school. I'm praying for my teachers. I'm praying for my parents. In Jesus' name. So, 6 to 7 will be in here praying, connecting to the Lord. Pastor, I don't know how to pray. Well, join the rest of us. We're all just learning to connect with the Lord. Pray to him. Thirdly, prayer and what? Fasting. Now, we talked about connecting to the Lord. What the Lord also said, fasting. Now we're talking, what's fasting? It's disconnecting now from the world. What? I hope someone's asking, how can you disconnect from the world? We don't have a job like you, Pastor Charlie. Well, thank you. Thank you for asking. Nobody in here can disconnect from the world. You got to go to your job. You got to run your kids here and there. You got to get homework done, all this stuff. I'm not talking. The Lord's not asking you to disconnect from that. You ready? What he's asking us to disconnect from, what fasting is how about let's disconnect from some distractions? I'm not asking for the whole year. I'm asking for 10 days during these 2 weeks. How about disconnect from that thing that's keeping you from connecting to the right thing? How about let's examine our lives and disconnect from some hobbies or some activities that might be keeping you away from something that's better. In reality, now this is a twist, but hang with me. In reality, fasting is really feasting. Fasting in reality is just recognizing the reality that we all have limited capacities. You can only eat so much until you're full. Did anybody test their capacities over the past 2 weeks? Both my hands are up. You can only eat so much. You ready? This is reality. This is the real world. You can only concentrate on so many things before you can't concentrate anymore. You can only give your energy to so many things before you don't have energy. Fasting recognizes that and says, you know what? For a while, I'm going to start putting my concentration and my energy on these lesser things, and I'm going to put my concentration and my energy on the things of God. And so I begin to feast on things that are healthy for my soul and for my life. What, are you asking me to give something up? Yes, I'm asking you to give something up for a season over these next little time here. So, here's some things to think about, ideas. Food, drink, you can think about something. You can do one of these, you can do a combination of them. An activity or a habit. I work out from, most of you guys know this, from 5:30 to 6:30 every single morning. That's my habit. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna change that for this special season. Why? Pray. I want God to move some things. Might be some activities, some things you do. My habit is I go in at work 2 hours before everybody gets there. Well, maybe during this season you don't do that. You can come to God's house and see how much you get done with him on your side. An activity, a habit, or maybe entertainment. Facebook, Instagram, TV. I know I lost a lot of you right there. I'm talking about a soul fast. How in the world will I keep up with everyone's lives? Well, just let them know for a little bit, you're going to be taking a break. And you're going to be replacing that with staying up with what God wants and what he's doing and listening to him. So you see it there, Powerball challenge number two. Let's read it together. This is the second part of the challenge. Over the next 2 weeks, cut something out so our souls can feast on the Spirit of God, tapping into his power, his presence. Let's pray. Turn your phones off. You close your Bibles. Starts tomorrow in the morning. Lord, I said at the beginning of the service, and I believe with all my heart, 2019's a rebirth. Almost like remember that feeling, Lord, of being born again. I just, life and that love and the energy. Lord, I thank you, God, as we lean in towards you, you're going to make old things new again. And Lord, I thank you that that's not just for this church at large, but for every family and person, Lord, is a part of this family. They're going to experience the presence and the strength and the hope of God, Lord, like never before. And we thank you and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name, all of us said, amen.